بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Inna Allah ta'ala katab al-ihsan ala kulli shay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us that we should exercise ihsan, that we should practice and we should show ihsan in everything that we do. What is ihsan? Ihsan has two meanings. One is excellence. Whatever you do, whenever you do, especially when it comes to ibadat and acts of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from you that you perform in the most excellent way. And another meaning of ihsan is kindness. So when it comes to the qurbani and the act of qurbani, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah has prescribed ihsan on you. So one is excellent, when you do it in the most excellent way, most efficiently. And number two, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, is show kindness towards that animal. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when you make dhabah, when you slaughter, فَأَحْسِنَ الدِّبْحِ Do it well. Do it well. If you don't have the ability to do it, or you are doubting yourself, and you fear that the animal will suffer, then you rather not do it. وَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ When you kill the animal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَحْسِنَ الْقِتْلِ And do so in the best possible way, excellence, and showing kindness, expressing gentleness at that time. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that's why, وَلْيُحِدُّ أَحَدَكُمْ شُفْرَتَهُ In order to do it efficiently and with excellence, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, make sure that when you are slaughtering that animal, you are using a very sharp knife. Just one way to ensure that we are doing it in an excellent way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the tool that you are using must be a good instrument with which you can efficiently carry out the task. May Allah grant us the understanding.